within the laws of Tachanun, there's the discussion about whether or not Tachanun is recited in a Ovel, in the house, a person who is sitting Shiva. And within that area of Halacha is also the question about Hallel. Since we're discussing whether or not Tachanun is recited in the Beis Ovel, it's also brought down in that in the same siman in the Shulchan Aruch about the reciting of Hallel in a Beis Ovel during the times of Shiva. And it's, of course, when it comes to the laws of mourning, there are many different minhagim, and we'll actually see that very often throughout the upcoming paragraphs, v'yesh omrim, some say this, some say that. Of course, a person has to follow the minhag amakam, whatever that may be. It's interesting, just to begin, it says, with regard to the laws of Hallel in the art scroll on the Siddur for the period of bereavement, which we use for in a sitting, so those who are sitting Shiva, says the following paragraph. It says, of course, there are views, many views regarding the reciting of Hallel in Rosh Chodesh in a mourner's home. The accepted custom, we're going to see that it may not even be an accepted custom, but this is what he says, is that a Hallel in Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah is recited in the Beis Ovel with the mourners leaving the davening room at that time. And then he also adds that the mourners do not recite Hallel on their own, which implies that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah, the person, if you would happen to be sitting Shiva during that time, according to at least this idea, they should leave the room, and also they do not say Hallel. We're going to see that that's not necessarily the case, and not necessarily the minhag of all communities. So, begin by quoting the words of the Mishnah Brura. He says as follows. He says, "In Omrim Hallel b'Beis Avel." Hallel, he just says a blanket statement, should not be said in the mourner's home. However, he differentiates and distinguishes between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, as we'll soon discuss why. Rosh Chodesh kimshimis balel b'beis ovel, when a person's davening, it happens to be Rosh Chodesh during Shiva. Apparently we're more lenient, we'll discuss why in a moment, when it comes to reciting or not reciting Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, that if the custom is not to say it in a beis ovel, then even when you leave and you go home and you're all by yourself and you're not sitting Shiva, you're just, you were being Menachem Avel and you're davening there, you do not have to say it on your own. However, says the Mishnah Berura, that when it comes to Chanukah, Shigomer Mesa Hallel, in which we say the whole Hallel, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, Sarach Omro Acher HaKbeveso. The Mishnah Berura holds that even though, according to him, it should not be said in the house of the Avel, nonetheless, when you get home or wherever you may be, you should say it yourself. Well, Maisa, according to the actual truth, Nohagin Barom Komos, it's the custom in the majority of the custom, at least it's brought down as such in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Sefer Yosef Das. He says that, quoting the words in the Noda Yehuda, he says, he also distinguishes Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. He says, Shibarosh Chodesh, Yosim, Ha'ivelim, Mechadish, Mispalin Shom. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, when it comes to that point of Hallel, unlike what the Mishnah Berurah says, that we don't say Hallel all in their house, but rather we ask the Ovel to leave the room at that particular point in time. The Omrim has Sibor Hallel, and the Sibor says Hallel, implying only the Sibor and not the Ovel. And it's brought down the reason for this, that we have perhaps this minhag, that we do not have the Ovel, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, recite Hallel by themselves after they have left the room. The reason for this minhag, bar yish linhag likras Hallel b'cheder ha'ivelim, that we do recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh in this circumstance, ach ha'ivelim yedom, when it comes to the person who is in Shiva, they are doimim, they're silent, they don't say, v'lo yikru yachanim etzibur. So the question is, why not? If after all, they still daven, so what's the difference if it's Hallel or it's the Shemon Esrei? The reason, so we're going to see one of two reasons, mishum she'omrim b'Hallel zeh hayom aso Hashem nagilam nisbechavo. So this is something which you say, and when you say something, you're supposed to hopefully mean what you say. Zeh hayom aso Hashem nagilam nisbechavo. This day, today, is a day of simcha. I'm happy. I'm joy of rejoicing. Now, a person who is in the status of Shiva, who is mourning, that's certainly inappropriate to make such a declaration. And therefore, when it comes to certain parts, sometimes, for example, Rosh Chodesh, where we only make a half Hallel, and because of this, we're more lenient, and we do not want them to necessarily say Hallel as on Chanukah. Because Rosh Chodesh, as we discussed by one of the Yom Tovim way back, is the reason why we say Hallel is all at all is really as a hecker, as an acknowledgement to recognize for those people in Bavel, in the diaspora, that it is Rosh Chodesh. Because in Eretz Israel initially, it was no big deal, because there was a Beis Din, and the courts would verify through the eyewitness of these Edim that it was Rosh Chodesh, so people would know it's Rosh Chodesh. But as a way to acknowledge it was Rosh Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz, they instituted Rosh Hallel, and then afterwards Eretz Yisrael also decided this as well, as how the Gemara describes it. So therefore we see clearly when it comes to the resetting of Hallel, it's not as significant, if I can use that word, and therefore in the event in which it's questionable whether or not an Avel should say Hallel, such as on Rosh Chodesh, we have them leave the room, and Hallel is not said. However, continuing, the Pesukei Teshuva says, Chanukah is different. Chanukah, we're more strict. Nohagin, he says, Kishulchan Aruch Harav, like the Chidah, She'omrim Hallel, Karagil, Vigam, Evelim, Omrim, Imat Sibor. Interesting. According to the Chidah, not only do we say Hallel in the house of Shiva, not only will the person who is sitting Shiva not have to leave the room, but according to the Chidah, he actually says it with them. Right, it's questionable whether he would lead it, but apparently he would not even have to leave the room. And the reason for this is because Hallel on Chanukah is much more significant, much more connected to the idea of Hallel, which is acknowledging a nace, a miracle that happened to the Jewish people. And therefore, because of this, we're more stringent, according to the Chidah, that Hallel should be said. Not everyone agrees to this. The Yeshomim, because there's those that say, Shein Nochem Rosh Chodesh. When going back to Rosh Chodesh, it's not proper. To go up to the person who is sitting Shiva and say, get out of the room. To say such a thing, according to some of Farshim, it's considered to be a derech bizoyon. It's disgraceful to say, you must leave the room. How could you say this at a time where you're supposed to show empathy and sympathy to such a person? Ella, some hold, Hamispalim Yotzel Cheder Acher, the Yemer Halav Yichnusu Shuvah Cheder Ayavelim. Let the person who is sitting Shiva stay there, and you leave. Let the whole minion leave, he'll just stay, and everyone else will go. And therefore, again, that's another possibility. Now, we don't see that this is the case. After all, as we just read, it's brought down over here. We're not as sensitive. We don't consider it to be derech b'zayon, especially a person who is sitting Shiva, realizes that everyone does so. They're not doing it to disgrace or humiliate them or to embarrass them. So for them to leave the room is not an issue. But on the other hand, again, once we see that there is a significance, and according to the Chidah, that they could certainly say Hallel on on Chanukah, there's certainly not an issue for the Avil outside of the room to do so. In the event, however, where not only are you sitting Shiva in a home, but that is the very place in which the person passed away, Bavadai. For sure, using the strong language of the Gesher Chaim, Yesh Lotzeis Me'acheder, you should certainly leave the room. Sh'yavru al Loi Gerush, because there's a concept of Loi Gerush, which we generally find when it comes to going into a cemetery. A person who wears their tzitzis out, you don't wear them out when you're walking around in the cemetery, because it's literally Loi Gerush, you're embarrassing the poor, the mace, because they can no longer be mekayim any mitzvos, and here you are flaunting the fact that you're wearing tzitzis. So where is their Loi Gerush when it comes to the reciting of Hallel? Because one of the sentences in the Hallel is Lo Hamesim Yaluka. We say that people who have died cannot praise Hashem. So to say it in the place in where the person died, that's degrading, and that's not showing sensitivity to the person who passed away. Ach kamor b'chanukah shahalel chiyuva lo chayshinu lo zev yomer mahal yachanim velim v'afil b'cheder hameis. That we say that regardless of where the person died, it doesn't make a difference. It's the house, even if it's a separate room. That when it comes to Chanukah, once again, we're a little bit more stringent. That halel, where there's more of a chiyuv, we're not going to be as concerned with this. And halel can still be said in such a house, even though it was a place where the person died. Now, in conclusion, what happens on Yom Shvi? Maybe the seventh day we're going to go a little bit more lenient. Because we know when it comes to sitting Shiva, we do not sit Shiva the entire 7 days. You just start it and then continue. Generally, we'll daven Shacharis, and then afterwards the person will get up from sitting Shiva. So this is, there's actually a way of getting around being able to say Hallel on the seventh day. He says as follows: Vim chal yom shvi rosh chodesh, o Chanukah, azai then yinachmu hatzibor esrei veilim lichnei atfilo miad gemar chazar sashat viakumu miavilasam viamrhal yachanim atzibor. He says that in order to avoid this issue on the seventh day, a person could get up to chazar sashat, finish the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, and before you get into Hallel, at that point, ask the Avel to rise from his Shiva, and then at that point, it's no longer an issue, and then you'd be able to say Hallel, according to all opinions, in such a house.